You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m., our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews, and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin. Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
Kia ora, this is the R1 News Bulletin for Friday the 13th of September. I'm Amy.
And I'm Yana. In national news,
Sexual offence charges have
transpired against the former Knox College Master and University of Otago Pro-Chancellor, Bruce Aitken, which has led to the Residential College removing his oil painting portrait from the dining hall. The allegations include sexual violation and indecency with a boy under 12 and are related to events that have said to have occurred in Dunedin during the 1990s. Since then, the 72-year-old has pleaded not guilty to the accusations and is currently on bail. Bruce Aitken first became affiliated with Knox when he was a student there in 1969. He went on to be elected as president of the student club and has since been a member of the Council of Knox and Salmon College since 1979. Aitken has long-standing ties with the Presbyterian Church, acting as a lay canon at St. Paul's Cathedral in Dunedin in 2012. During his tenure, issues with hazing and binge drinking prompted a review by the university and the church, resulting in a paid leave for 6 months before he announced that he would not be returning to his position as master of the college. However, in 2016, he was then honoured with a portrait in the dining hall. In the wake of these sexual offence charges becoming public, Knox College have now removed his portrait from the dining hall walls, signifying a clean break from any association or acknowledgement. Knox have reportedly been attempting to distance themselves from the hazing culture that Aitken was associated with during his time there, yet despite the removal of the portrait, current residents are largely unaware of the historical significance of Aitken's past or the impact of this recent news. The Knox College Board has refrained from commenting directly on the legal proceedings, but emphasised their priority for maintaining a safe environment for their students. They have encouraged anyone with concerns to contact police, offering to assist in the process if needed.
A second case of Mpox has been linked to the recent Winter Pride Festival in Queenstown. Dr. Susan Jack, the National Clinic Director of the Public Health Service, has said that other cases are possible, but the risk of a widespread infection in New Zealand is still low. Including this most recent confirmed case, there have been 55 cases of Mpox in New Zealand since the disease became notifiable in June of 2022, with six having been this year. Yesterday, MedSafe announced provisional approval for the Mpox vaccine, Jynneos, which has been used in New Zealand since 2023 as a preventative treatment for those at greatest risk. Those at greatest risk are gay, bisexual and other men who have sex with men, MSM, trans and non-binary people who have sex with MSM, and anyone who is a close contact of someone who has been infected with Mpox. Jax has stated that, as the Mpox virus can spread through close contact with a person with Mpox, we strongly urge anyone with symptoms to refrain from sexual activity and seek support. Minister of Health Shane Reddy said that government was taking immediate action on its response to Mpox, including improving access to vaccines.
In 2021, Dunedin saw the closure of the student bar Starters as a beginning of the end for a dedicated pub space specifically designed for students. Since then, people have been turning to places like Eureka, Pequeño's and Indigo Room, desperately seeking for the semblance of a space that Starters provided. But still, nothing has reigned victorious. U-Bar, don't worry, we still love you. With rumours of a new venue opening up that would serve as a dedicated student bar, it's been nothing but anticipation and excitement, especially since the venue is located right above Cells. However, Dropkicks, which will be taking the place of the former dive bar, are now facing delays due to objections which will against its liquor license application, with one known objector being the Students for Sensible Drug Policy, the SSDP, who are known for their previous involvement in opposing bar licenses. Until 2 hours ago, the identity of the other objecting group was to be unknown until the hearing agenda was released. However, Critic has now disclosed that the second group are Beattie and Elspeth Cristani, parents to Sophia Cristani, who tragically passed at a flat party in 2019. Millie Lobo, co-owner of Lebowski Venues, which also owns the Eric's Bar, expressed respect for the objection process and reiterated their commitment to providing a safe entertainment space. SSDP maintains that they want well-managed student bars, but question Dropkicks' ability to meet this standard. Conversely, a USA president, Keegan Wells, expressed frustration at SSDP's opposition, highlighting the high demand for a student bar and questioning the rationale behind the objections. The SSDP has accused the applicants of dropkicks of being alarmingly presumptuous, arguing that this presumption has created significant discord within Dunedin's student community and questions the venue's stability. They are concerned that dropkicks may lead to overcrowding and poor alcohol management, which is essentially what happens at student flats, but with less supervision and regard for safety. Without a space that caters towards the measured serving of alcohol, students are put in more hazardous and unpredictable environments at their flats, which Sergeant Ian Poole, an alcohol harm prevention officer, has argued creates an environment of flat parties that are difficult to control. Millie Lobo told Critic that she encourages people to speak to her about her mission for the student bar and that they would feel comfort in what she is trying to achieve for the students in Dunedin. Learning of her mission statement, the Cristanis said that it would be nice to turn their objection into support if there is a good management for safety. A hearing for the on-licence application for dropkicks will be held in early October, where both parties will have a chance to present their evidence in front of a licensing committee.
And busy bathrooms at Auckland University will soon have free menstrual products due to product packaging initiative. Ads on Pads founder Aditi Garasia told One News that her passion for period equity began after hearing stories from young women about struggling to access period products while working as the Women's Rights Officer at University of Auckland. While she was a part of the association, people could come in and get free period products, and they would often justify why they were taking them. Garasia heard stories of having to pick between groceries and period products, or skipping university and just staying at home. An Australian survey found that over 77% of university students found it difficult to buy period products, and 36% have worn a tampon or pad for more than 4 hours due to the cost of them. KidsCan also found that 52% of women in New Zealand have struggled to afford period products at some point in their lives, and 1 in 4 have skipped work or school because of it. The partnership with sponsors would see over 3,000 biodegradable pads distributed weekly in the University of Auckland bathrooms. The first ad to appear on the packaging was for the Breast Cancer Foundation to encourage women to get into the habit of checking their breasts. Sonia Epskamp, Health Promotion Advisor at Auckland University, said that it had been recognised that period poverty can cause students to miss classes and experience stress, and so they have been offering reusable menstrual products at various university locations. However, students have given feedback on the need for disposable products in more discreet places, such as bathrooms. Garasia has said that Ads on Pads was also looking to expand to other high-traffic venues, such as shopping centres and airports, as well as going global. She has said that Australia and the US are next on the list, and we have an interview with her up next to give us some more insight.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Friday the 13th of September, written by Amy Martin and Yana Gleeson, and read to you by Amy Martin and Yana Gleeson. Next up, we have Sardinero by Alba Rose.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts, or head to r1.co.nz/news.
Currently with us, we are very fortunate to have Aditi Garasia to talk to us a little bit more about the Ads on Pads initiative. So what made you want to start this initiative?
Yeah, so I first started thinking about it almost a decade ago when I was at Auckland University myself, and I was on the Student Association as the Women's Rights Officer. And as part of that, we held a space called Women's Space, where people could come in to study, to relax, but they could also access free period products. And when they came in, a lot of them felt the need to tell me their story. So they would say things like, oh, I had to pick between groceries and period products this week. So I haven't had anything to use. I've just been using toilet paper. Or people saying that they've been skipping class because they couldn't afford to buy products. And I think that made me wanted to start researching into the scale of the problem and made me really passionate about it. So it first started almost 10 years ago, but I think through my work experience building and scaling brands, I found the solution in advertising and realized that there's actually a big opportunity here to fund the production and distribution of period products through advertising revenue.
Awesome. Yeah. So what would you say that the next steps are for you and for this initiative?
Yeah, so at the moment, we've just launched our first major venue, which is the University of Auckland, and we'd love to start scaling out to other universities, probably towards the end of this year, early next year. But we're also having some really great chats with some malls, some of the council spaces, as well as event venues. I think for us, it's really important that we can make as many bathrooms outside of the home have access to free period products, so that at any point in time, if you're caught off guard or if you just can't afford to grab prepared products from the grocery store, there's a place that's close to you that you can access free products at.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's incredible. And yeah, because we did a bulletin piece about how incredible this initiative is and how it's starting at Auckland University. So has that started already, or is it still in the works of getting started?
Yeah, that's started. That's kicked off as of a week ago formally. So we worked on it for, I would want to say, like 5 or 6 months just to get it up and running. There's lots of things to jump through, but it's been live and I've checked it out, and people are really excited about being able to access free products on campus in such a widespread way.
Awesome. That's incredible. So cool that it's been able to get started. I mean, obviously 5 months feels like a long time, but essentially so quick in the scheme of things.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. Like, I know normally things like this take so, so long, but there's a massive job to do. I think more than half of the women in Aotearoa have struggled to afford a period product at some point in time. So with numbers like that, I think speed is important so that we can make as much impact as possible.
Yeah, definitely. What other companies have you reached out to in regards to ads for them being on packaging?
So almost everyone at the moment. I mean, we try and partner with brands that we think will empower people with periods rather than prey on them. That's a hard line. So,
yeah.
For example, we try not to work with any alcohol brands or vape brands or, you know, Botox brands, anything that you probably don't need to see in the moment that you're changing your period product.
Yeah.
Obviously, people are entitled to their own biases, but it's just like not the moment to be seeing it.
Yeah.
But outside of that, we try and work with a lot of different brands. So there's been some great charities. We've got an ice cream brand called Eat Kinder.
Oh, awesome.
That's like a cauliflower based ice cream that we'll be doing soon. We're working with trying to do some stuff with the Ministry of Health as well, getting important health messaging out there. Some great finance apps as well, trying to teach people with periods to take charge of their money and manage that money better. So a really diverse range of potential advertisers, and we're always looking for more great sponsors, because the more of those we have, the more products that we can give back into the community.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that like the packaging is just on pads at the moment. Are you looking to doing other sort of menstrual products as well, or just pads?
So at the moment we are just pads, but I think in time we'd love to be across a range of products. So we're pads, and we're just about to do menstrual cups as well.
Oh, cool.
Tampons is a bit of a challenging one. So our pads at the moment are 100% biodegradable, including the packaging.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that's far from perfect, but it's really challenging to get tampons that are sustainable at the moment and also ones that work. So we just need to find a solution that we're happy with. We never want to put a product out there that we don't think is like both effective and sustainable.
Yeah.
So we'll try and find a good solution for that before we branch into tampons, but definitely into the reusable space with cups and underwears as well.
Awesome. And have you started the like reaching out to other possible venues for doing this, like other universities and things, or is it just kind of focusing on making sure it works at Auckland University first?
No, we've started the conversation, so we're really excited. We basically sold out of all of our advertising slots for Auckland Uni this year already, and we weren't expecting to. And it just shows there's such an appetite to do good in the community, to give back. Obviously, this works.
Yeah.
So that's great. So we have been having some chats with, a music festival, an event venue, some malls. Those are probably like as detailed as I can get with names at the moment.
Yeah.
To try and scale. And what it means is that we can offer advertisers a few different audiences as well to give them, a good return on their investment. And we'll start to do that and also look to go a bit more nationwide, because at the moment we are a bit Auckland central.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's incredible. I think it's such a great initiative, and I think it's so cool to be able to do something that you're passionate about and it's going to help so many people.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it definitely makes it easier to pick up and do work every day. You know, sending an email is never just an email. A meeting's never just a meeting. So,
yeah,
it definitely feels really powerful to be able to do something that I'm passionate about every day.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, thank you so much for talking to us about this, and best of luck with all of the future venues and the different ads and placements, and hopefully it makes its way down to Dunedin at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Thank you so much. And yeah, I mean, if anyone wants to follow us at Ads on Pads on Insta and TikTok, there's always great ways to be part of our community, and we always welcome any feedback as well.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely give them a follow. It'll be really helpful for them, and also to raise your own awareness about what they're doing and how incredible it is of an initiative. So thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Amy.
Bye. Up next, we have got Brain to Brain by the Datsuns.
Is your life falling apart and you need something to blame it on? Here's the Scoop on the Stars with Yana Gleeson, your weekly astrology report on the R1 News.
Are you feeling superstitious about number 13 and panicking about today's date? Stress no further. Up now, we have Yana giving you a scoop on what you have in store from the stars.
You may have tuned into the trials and tribulations that were reported on the cards for the zodiacs during Mercury retrograde a few weeks ago. But if you thought that roller coaster was over, let's talk about Friday the 13th and why you shouldn't be so scared of its reputation. Friday the 13th has copped a bad rep in movies and folklore for being linked to bad luck. However, today is actually very spiritually special and positive. The day is actually linked to Venus, the planet of love, meaning today is filled with love, beauty, grace, and ease. Venus brings charm and positivity, and in many cultures, this day was once linked to celebrating divine feminine energy. This Friday the 13th, Venus is in Libra, which positions itself perfectly to promote love and harmony. The planet feels at home in Libra, which gives us enhanced loving energy, making it a perfect time to manifest your desires, even more so than usual on a Friday the 13th. Venus is also in conjunction with the asteroid Lilith, who represents the dark, taboo aspects of femininity. Blending Venus's energy with hers, this alignment on Friday the 13th is ideal for exploring your allure, sensuality, and self-expression to the fullest. Let's have a look at what this means for your zodiac. Aries, you will likely experience growth in your relationships today. Venus is moving through the partnership sector, so focus on manifesting good things for both yourself and loved ones. The influence of Lilith also suggests exploring aspects of your relationship that may be hidden. Taurus, practical growth and advancements are on the cards. Work ethic is favored, which should make it easier to manage tasks today. Lilith's presence suggests to address any guilt associated with your professional working life. Cancer, you will feel immense belonging and emotional growth today. Manifest positive changes in your personal life. Venus and Lilith are a reminder that you shouldn't feel shame in your relationships and how you love. Leo, communication is favored today, and with Lilith's presence, it's important for you to express any repressed emotions because there is no shame in sharing your views. Virgo, your resources are blessed today, which should make you feel capable and confident. Lilith's presence encourages you to embrace and express your worldly desires without holding back. Libra, you are particularly fortunate with luck today. With Venus in your sign, your path feels open and promising, so manifesting new beginnings is advised. Lilith's presence encourages Libra to embrace their true self without shame and to shine brightly. Scorpio, today will offer you spiritual insights and your intuition will be heightened. In order to manifest your true desires, you need to let go of what is no longer serving you. Lilith hopes to validate your emotional experiences without needing approval from others. Sagittarius, you will enjoy social growth today with opportunities to connect with old and new friends, so take advantage of that power. Lilith encourages sharing deeper feelings with trusted individuals for emotional relief today. Capricorn, you will receive recognition and respect in your career today. It's a great time to manifest personal growth and showcase your true self. Lilith is promoting you to embrace all aspects of yourself confidently. Aquarius, you will gain insights today when connecting with your values. Today is a good day to chase after opportunities that may challenge your comfort zone. Lilith encourages you to express your views, even if they may be unconventional. And Pisces, you will feel a deep sense of trust and vulnerability in your relationships today. So manifest growth in these connections. Lilith is helping you release fears and anxieties, revealing that there's more positivity than you might have once thought. As always, take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. This has been your Scoop on the Stars for Friday the 13th of September.
Thank you, Yana. Personally, I've always loved the number 13, as that's my birthday, but clearly it's not for everyone. I will be taking it all on board, as I am a Libra and can always do with a little extra luck. Up next, we have Circles by Marsha.
Do you have no friends and no plans? Need something to fill your empty calendar? Find our upcoming events across Aotearoa Dunedin in the What's the Hats with Amy Martin, only on the R1 News at 1.
And to send you off on the weekend, so you have something to do and you're not just being alone and boring in your flat, here's Amy Martin with What's the Haps.
There's a few things happening this weekend, so if you're feeling lonely and want to get out of the house, head along to one of these. On Friday at 7 p.m. in College Auditorium, the Indian Students Association is hosting a cultural night. Saturday is looking busier than ever, with both the Otago Poetry Slam Champs at 7 p.m. in the new Anthem Theatre and the Political Students Association holding their Black Tie Ball at 8 p.m. in the Ironic Cafe and Bar. So dress up in your best garb. And if you didn't end up going too hard on Saturday night, there is the Dunedin Marathon, which unfortunately is sold out, but you can still head along and cheer some people on. If that's not really your cup of tea, or if the weather is still looking a little bit rubbish, the museum is teaching how to weave a Moriori Power Necklace at 11 a.m. Hopefully this has given you some things to look forward to. Up next, I've got Wanna Be Someone by Reed.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1, here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts, or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.